Hi, friend, and welcome to the Fruitful Podcast, where we share stories of faith, family, and fruitfulness. I'm Sherilyn Roodman, or in English, Sherilyn Roodman, and this podcast is something really special to me. Every episode features my mom, Lynette Steyn-Lorenz, and these are her original radio interviews, especially for Just Gospel Radio. And these are heartfelt conversations filled with wisdom, hope, and reminders that faith is found in the everyday. I wanted to share them here so they could keep encouraging hearts in new seasons and new spaces. Let's listen together to one of my mom's original conversations that still speaks so deeply today.
The question we're asking today is, would you like your child to stay connected to a church once they turn of the age that they can make their own choices? Is it advantageous to do so? And how do you do that if you choose to want to let your child to stay connected to a church community? So let's talk about that. Training a child to attend church offers numerous benefits for their spiritual, moral, and social development. It can foster a sense of community, provide a safe space for faith-based learning, and help a child develop a strong moral compass in life. Studies indicate that religious coping mechanisms can be associated with lower levels of depression. However, individuals with strong faith can still experience depression, as evidenced by biblical figures and contemporary accounts. Teaching your child faith may help in emotionally difficult times. If we just look at Job in God's Word, he suffered of depression, and there's others that also suffered of depression. So it does not say you will never get depressed, but it will help you definitely in emotionally difficult times. Concerning success in life, there are various perspectives and arguments that connect faith to success, both in a worldly and a spiritual sense. The relationship can be understood through different lenses, including faith as a source of inner strength, guidance, and community, all of which can contribute to navigating life's challenges and achieving your goals. We all like our children to be happy and successful in life. And if studies show that the sense of belonging, inner strength, and guidance Christian faith provides can help with that, why not expose your child to this in a church community? What is the benefits of church attendance for children? Firstly, spiritual growth, of course. Regular church attendance can help children learn about God, the Bible, and Christian teachings. It fosters a deep understanding of faith. Then their moral development is the second one. Churches often emphasize ethical principles, values, and behaviors, which can shape a child's moral compass and guide their decision-making further in life. The third one is socialization. And how fondly don't I remember the times we spent at church as children playing with the friends and getting to make foster friendships during the youth groups, friendships that I still recall today. So church provides opportunities for children to interact with other believers, build friendships, and learn from diverse perspectives within a supportive environment. Friendship with children with the same DNA. And with the same DNA, we mean that they have the same type of values in life. So a friendship with children with the same DNA is more likely to develop at church than any random playground in town. Some of these friendships keep for life as children grow together in their faith and go through life's difficulties, supporting each other and keeping each other accountable. Then church is community building. Church can be a place where children feel a sense of belonging, acceptance, and love, fostering a strong community connection. The whole family can connect with other families and find support there. Children learn from the example set by their parents of asking for advice from mentors in church and also from parents listening to God's word and adhering to His, that's God's, instructions. An important issues is that children can see their parents being accountable about their decisions in life and not just go through life taking it as it comes. Last week we heard that a community is made up of small units called families. Strong families in a community makes a strong community. So a church is a place where a family can grow strong, and then automatically the community will grow strong. Then, next point, reinforcement of their faith. Regular church attendance can reinforce the faith that is being taught at home, helping children solidify their understanding and commitment. The church and parents work in partnership, teaching the children about faith and relying on God. A child cannot just learn about faith from church. A child cannot just learn from faith about faith from church, but church can show them that what their parents are saying comes from the Word of God, and that there is a whole community that stand together with similar values. Next point, learning from others. Children can learn from the examples and experiences of other believers, expanding their understanding of faith and its practical application in their lives. We said so many times before, children learn from example. They copy and paste behavior. If they see faith being practically lived out, they will remember it and be able to apply it easier in their own lives. For example, telling your child to love all people as creations of God is one thing, but getting them involved in a ministry at church where they can serve all people will teach them the value practically. Then developing a moral compass. Churches often teach virtues like love, compassion, and faithfulness, which can help children develop a strong moral compass and guide their behavior. I pray that all my children had a strong moral compass to guide them through life by the time that they left my home. I do not want my children to have to come back and ask me to make a decision for them when they are 40 years old. By then, they must be able to take their decisions themselves and take the consequences of those and take responsibility for the consequences of those decisions. For this, they need proper values and know how to practice love, compassion, and faithfulness. The church is a wonderful partner to have in doing this. Hope and purpose. Church can offer a sense of hope and purpose, particularly in times of difficulty and uncertainty. Faith offers hope and purpose. In church, children see people experiencing this. Quite frankly, I do not see how anyone can have hope in life if they do not believe. Christ offers us hope. God also created you for a purpose, and discovering what purpose He created you for steers your life. If children are involved in a Christian way of living from a young age, they get the opportunity to look for their godly purpose earlier in life, and can they find their godly direction earlier. Then church also teaches them biblical literacy. Regular church attendance can increase a child's familiarity with the Bible, its teachings, and its historical context. They can be involved in discussions about faith and draw their own conclusions based on their understanding. This has the effect that the child will believe on their own, and it should not be necessary for the parent to drive the child's believing. It is imperative that your child make their own personal decision to follow Christ and surrender their life to God. You can train them, but you cannot make that choice for them. It gives the child a sense of belonging. Church can create a sense of belonging and connection to a larger community of faith, providing a supportive environment for children. Children need to learn from a young age that worshiping God is fun and safe, not strict and stiff. They need to learn respect for God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit in appropriate ways. They need to learn to worship age appropriately so that they will feel that they belong and that church is not just for old people. Now that we have established that it's definitely to your child's benefit to let them grow up in a church community, let's look at how we can let them stay in church once they leave our home. Sadly, studies done by Kidman Science, it's a children's ministry science group, shows that only a quarter of children stay connected to a church from the age of 18 to 29 years. 75% of children actually leave church and venture out into the world without the support of a church community. Now take note that this doesn't state that they lived without faith. The study was just based on being part of a church community. So many of this 75% may be out there practicing faith by themselves and not in a community. We know that the temptation to stay away from your Christian values is harder to resist when you stand alone, without accountability and the input from others that stand strong. So it's better to actually be part of a church community. I actually taught my children that once they leave my home, they don't need to stay in the same church as me. They can go and look for a church themselves that they feel can be their Christian home, their Christian family. They need to go out and look for a place where they feel they belong. They don't need to look for the perfect church, because no church out there is perfect. It is us that attend the church, that play our role, that serve in the church, that make up the church. So in every church, there can be something that you don't agree with. If you really feel very strong about it, you can take it up with church leadership and have a discussion about it. And after the discussion, if you still feel you cannot live with it and the church is not prepared to change that, then you can go and look for another church. But keep in a church community and keep on seeking until you find a church that you feel is based on the Word of God and is following God and not some rituals or just religion, but really, truly the Word of God. So now that we have established that we want our kids in church, and we have established that only 25% of children stay in church after they leave home, ages 18 to 29 years, here is some tips for parents that would like to enlarge the possibility of their children to stay connected to a church community after they leave home. So there is, yes, 5 tips from the Kidman Science Group. Okay, very interesting. The first one's got nothing to do with church, they say. eat dinner, that is the main meal of the day, together as a family, around a table, at least 5 to 7 times per week. That teaches children to be part of something, a social community, group to socialize together. It allows them to be part of a conversation group and create a platform for discussions. They get to read other people's emotional state and connect with family members. This is a non-structured support environment. And eating around a table together, looking each other in the eye, and fostering family relationships actually also help children to combat addictions. And children that sit around a table with their parents at least 5 times a week, having informal conversation, just building relationship, tend to fall into addiction much less than children that never had that. Number two, the second point that the science group gave us is serve together with your child in a ministry. This teaches your children that there are others that are more in need than what they are. Jesus was our greatest example of a servant that walked the earth. Serving with your children will teach them to be more Christ-like. They will also learn from your example. This gives them a purpose from very early in life. They will learn not just to live for themselves, but to live a more unselfish life, the life of a servant. Then the third point they gave was, have at least one spiritual experience in the home during the week. Years ago, it was kind of tradition to have a Bible study as a family once a day. With our hasty lifestyles, that just died out and it's not happening anymore. The dad is not taking the lead, spiritual lead with that in the homes anymore, in the families anymore. But one of the things that they say is important to keep your child attending church after they leave home is have at least one spiritual experience in the home during the week. They don't even tie down to a Bible study together. They say teach your children that practicing faith is not just something that you do when you put on a mask and go out into the world. It's not just something for Sundays. You as a family actually do it at home as well. This is part of who you are as parents, and therefore who your family are. This is the true you. The experience can be doing Bible study together, as I mentioned, or just listening to worship songs together, maybe discussing something out of the Word, maybe praying together, maybe discussing a sermon that you listen to together, anything. They should just witness and experience how you practice faith, how you as the parents show your faith. That is important, your example. Then the fourth one that they say is, your child should be entrusted with the responsibility in ministry at a young age. When your children are old enough to carry responsibility, and this may be younger than you think, they should take responsibility in building God's kingdom, because that's their primary calling in life. As a Christian, they should help to build God's kingdom. And this can again be anything that they feel they are up to. Praying for somebody, maybe. Holding an offering basket in the children's church. Maybe helping clean up after a service. Singing. Or even just helping an older person carry something to their car. This teaches them to take responsibility on a different level than just caring for their own faith. Then the last point they gave here is introduce other faith-focused adults into your children's life. At least one such an adult will make a huge difference in your child's life. They will know that you as a family do not stand alone. There are other people out there in the world that also believe. They will see other people also have discussions about faith and see people being accountable towards each other. They will then be more likely to seek fellowship outside their family once they leave home. It is also nice for a family to visit with the other believing family. And it's nice for them to see their parents growing in faith when they talk with others. So I hope this helps you bring your children up in an environment that will prepare them for their life once they leave your home. We need to start young to allow them to grow strong roots. If their roots are strong, they are less likely to stray from what we have taught them. The Word of God says in Proverbs 22, verse 6, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old enough, he will not depart from it." This is often misinterpreted as a promise of guaranteed success, but it's more accurately understood as a principle about the enduring influence of early training. The verse suggests that the habits and character developed in childhood will likely remain with a person as they mature. This doesn't mean they will never change or stray, but rather that the initial training will have a lasting impact. You cannot make your child's decisions for them once they reach adulthood, but you can give them the opportunity to make those decisions from a place with strong, steady roots. Roots that are grounded in a church community, in their faith. So until next week, have a wonderful week. And please invest into your family. That is putting your faith to work.
Thanks for listening to the Fruitful Podcast, originally produced for Just Gospel Radio, used with permission. You can find more at fruitfulfig.ca/links or support the work at buymeacoffee.com/fruitfulfig. And remember, every fig has a season.